2. Keeping your cool means creating space. You've come a long way so far. In the first part of this audio, you learned that in order to have the best relationships with your kids, you need to focus on yourself, calm yourself down, and grow yourself up. Now we shift a bit. As you become a calming authority in your home, your influence begins to shift. Instead of shaping your family system with your anxiety, creating the kind of relationships you're hoping to avoid, you begin to influence through the absence of your anxiety. Your calm presence empowers you to become more available as an inspiration to your children, which engenders profound levels of trust and respect. What do you do with this growing calm and this newfound level of authority? You continue with what brought you here. You focus on yourself and your responsibility to your children. In the next two parts of this audio, we're going to look at creating and maintaining an environment that facilitates your children's growth. And as you know by now, the greatest factor in your children's growth process is your own continued growth as a parent. So it makes sense to shape your environment in a way that helps you remain both calm and connected. And that means it's time to talk about boundaries. Recently, many authors and relationship experts have been banging the drum for a better understanding of boundaries. In fact, the concept has become commonplace. The word itself, as applied to human relationships, has entered our vernacular. But when a relationship concept becomes popular, it is easy to get confused about what it really means. I'm not going to say that the concept of boundaries is simple, but I will try to give you as simple a definition as possible. Here goes. Your boundaries refer to your space and your place. Space and place. Easy to remember, right? Your space is the emotional and physical territory you occupy in the world. Your place is the fence around your space, the limits of your freedom as it bumps up against other people's space. And that's it. Boundaries are about your space and your place. The section that follows focuses on creating space. We all need our space, space to breathe our own air, space to grow, and space to discover ourselves. In this space, we get to know our preferences, our temptations, and our tendencies. In this space, we learn about our strengths and weaknesses, and we learn about our needs and our wants. In short, it is within our space that we develop our sense of self, our sense of individuality. As parents, it is our responsibility to our children to create and maintain a family environment that encourages and honors this space for each person in the family. The next four chapters will show you that choosing to keep your cool, choosing to be scream-free, is the best way to create and maintain this healthy space. And, more important, creating space is the best way to help you remain scream-free.